listening to the Online Supercoach Podcast, the place where business owners create breakthroughs. Here's your host, AJ Mirza.
All right. I am super excited today because I have a superstar on the line, and she is taking some time out of her busy schedule to give us a really inspiring and powerful interview. She's currently traveling the world, speaking, sharing her superpower, and now she's in Minnesota on a quick stop on her tour to give us her goods. Gordana came to my seminar. It was October of 2016, and there she participated in a two-day event and then signed up for my Supercoach online program. And since then, she has been crushing it, taking massive action, enrolling people into her powerful online program. She kind of does a mix of fitness and mindset. She recently finished her book. It's going to get published, and based on the type of content Gordana creates, it's going to be a bestseller. And she's been doing a lot of great stuff, obviously scaling from organic marketing to Facebook and just doing everything right. She's a master implementer and super inspirational. Gordana, thank you so much for being on the line.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm really, really super excited to be on this call and so grateful that you're having me on.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah. You're adding so much value to the world, and I want to share, you know, what you're doing with everyone because it's really inspiring. So before we get started, what is a quote that really fires you up?
Okay, a quote that there's so many. How do I pick one? I think my favorite is probably by Walt Disney. And he says, all our dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them. I think that every part of my journey has been one step in front of the other of me taking courageous action despite so many fears that I've ever had, despite so many setbacks. And it's just such an empowering quote to me because courage, it really does take courage to step out of yourself, especially when you're wanting to create impact.
Love it. Love it. Great.
Yeah.
Walt Disney quote, and courage is definitely the most powerful thing because I feel that courage is the precursor to confidence because you gain confidence by stepping out of your comfort zone. So you need that courage to take that push. And then once you take the action, you do the damn thing and then you build the confidence.
Absolutely. It takes doing, right? Doing. Not thinking, doing. That's where all the confidence comes from.
Absolutely. So Gordana, if you can just take us back, you know, let's say last year, prior to starting your online fitness coaching business, where was your life back then?
So my online fitness coaching business started probably a couple of years ago, but it wasn't, I wasn't monetizing it. So it was a really, really awesome habit of mine because I just loved serving. But I didn't really know how to create an income out of it. And I knew that I wanted to. I knew I wanted to serve people on a larger scale. But I didn't exactly know how to make all of that happen. So I was putting out content. I was, creating massive value, but I wasn't bringing any income in. And I knew that in order to do that, I had to actually, use some implementable strategies, which I didn't have. And that's when I found you. When I went to your online or to your conference, I don't even remember how I got connected to you. I think it was like I saw something online. I reached out to you, and it was almost intuitively I knew that I had to be there. And I booked a plane ticket and headed to New York. It was like a spur of the moment, instinctual gut decision, and it was like one of the best decisions that I ever made. I flew out to New York and spent an amazing weekend and got amazing strategies and that have really over the last year built a solid foundation for what I'm creating. So super grateful for that.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming out. And I believe we have a mutual friend, Celeste, who knows both of us. And, you know,
yes.
There as well. Shout out to Celeste.
Uh-huh.
She's listening. She's killing it.
Yeah.
And the whole thing was, like, I'm curious, like, what do you feel gave you traction in terms of, you know, really becoming a lot more profitable in your online fitness coaching business?
It was really creating, for me, funnels. And it was getting intentional with who my client, my target client was, and the sales strategy that I got from you that was the most beneficial, I think, out of everything, because I came from a corporate world before I got into online training, and I never really did any sales and marketing. So although my heart was in serving people, I didn't know how to actually convert them. So when I got your sales structure, I was like, oh my goodness, it was such an easy to implement thing, and it made sense. Like, the templates were like, holy cow, where has this been all my life? You know? And as soon as I started getting people on the phone and using your simple structure, I just started converting sales. And in a very, very short period of time, I started to increase and create consistent income. It's been amazing. It's been truly, truly amazing. It's pretty much doubled my sales conversions.
Wow. That's huge.
Yeah.
To hear that. And before we go into more of the sales strategies, let's go into your target client, because I love the fact that you mentioned you're very specific with who you serve. So can you share with the audience who your target client is?
Yeah, my target client is they're women, typically women, moms, entrepreneurs, women who are looking to create massive change in their lives. And the funny thing is, because I coach mindset as well, and I find that women struggle a lot. They use the fitness funnel to get into the actual, like, what's holding them back and what's keeping them stuck, right? So I target women who want to lose fat, who are looking to get stronger, who are looking to get leaner, anywhere between the ages of 25 and 45. And they really just want change in their life. They want change in their life. They don't know where they're at. They don't know how to get unstuck from where they are.
Love it. That specificity helps, because, you know, so many people, when they go into online coaching, they go very general. I help men, I help women. And obviously, mm-hmm. when they try to help everyone, they help no one. So as you can tell, Gordana is going very specific. And the great thing about her is she is the evolved version of her ideal client, meaning that she's a mom mm-hmm. herself, and she's very fit. She's very strong. She's got a great balance in her fitness outlook, but at the same time is an entrepreneur, raises a family, has all these great obligations. And I want to touch on that as well, because I get a lot of emails from mothers, fathers, parents that say, hey, I really want to start a business, but my kids and the obligations of the family do not allow me to do that. So I'm curious how you work around that issue.
I actually, that's a really good question. And I involve my children in everything. So when I start something, I sit down with them and I have the conversation. Mine are a little bit older now, but even when they were younger, and I set goals with them, and I tell them what we're doing, and I tell them what mom is up to, and what it's going to take, and all of the hours that I'm going to have to commit to doing this. And we set goals together. So they're in on the process, right? So they don't feel like they're being left out, or that I'm not there, or that I'm constantly involved in work. But then I also, very, very importantly, I set personal time where I disconnect from everything and we just spend quality family time together. So they're always involved. They're never separated from what I'm doing. And which is truly a blessing, and one of the main reasons why I wanted to start this online business was because I wanted to spend more time with my kids. I want to spend more time with my family. And this allows me to create all of that. It's like the best of both worlds.
I appreciate that. That's a major why building your online business is spend more time with your family. And mm-hmm. of course, that's a great motivator. And thank you for sharing that in terms of involving your family in your business. And the cool thing is, you know, if you follow Gordana on social media, she's got a lot of amazing stuff. And one of her great aspects of a content is, and she involves her family in it and shares, you know, stories of her kids, being a mother, all that good stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of my core values, and it's one of the reasons why I do what I do. I think most of us do that is because we want to spend more time with our families. We want to create what we have so that we can be with them. And they do everything with me. So it's not, it never feels like a separation, right?
Absolutely.
One of the things I do with them, which is actually kind of cool. So we set goals. So like I'll tell them what I'm working towards, and then we reward it, right? So it's like, okay, when mom sets this goal and when we achieve this, what are we gonna do? Where are we gonna go? What are we gonna buy? Like, how are we gonna celebrate? So it gives them something to be like, yeah, we're rooting for you. Let's do this.
That's an awesome tip. That's really inspiring. Yeah. Let's say someone is in the beginning of their online coaching journey and they want to be like you, doubling your sales, creating amazing content, writing a book, running Facebook ads, making it obviously a solid business where you have the freedom to spend time with your family. What are some pieces of advice you would give them in the start of their journey?
Oh, you know what? I think consistency, it's all about consistency. Consistency trumps commitment. So what you do every single day is way more important than what you do once in a while, right? So that translates into like fitness, into health, but also into our business. I think the biggest thing that I found is just staying consistent, being authentic, truly sharing from that space of transparency, because that's what people connect with. They connect with your humanity. Right. And it's not about comparing yourself to anyone else. It's really standing up there and showing people who you are, because people, they buy who you are. Right. They connect with you as a person, not with your products, not with your programs. They connect with you and your heart and your soul. So it's really about showing them your authentic side, which can be so scary because it requires you to be completely vulnerable. But that's what makes the biggest impact. And that's what I would definitely recommend more than anything.
Love that. And a great point that I always discuss is people don't buy coaching, they buy coaches. So they're buying you, yep. Your personality, your quirks, your family, everything. And the more you share yourself unconditionally, yep. The more you connect with people.
Yeah, absolutely. Not fearing failure, right? I think that's a huge thing. No matter how bandaged and broken you are, how many times you failed, it's just always taking that one more step, right? Because it's kind of like a marathon. This isn't a sprint, right? Just taking one more step every single day.
Absolutely. Taking one more step every single day. And I'm curious, like, in terms of your packages, I know you have like straight up fitness, then you have mindset, but like, can you give us an idea of like, let's say the price points of your different packages?
Yeah, so I do, I have a 6-week transformation program that's mindset based. And that is, right now I'm pricing that at $49.97, so $5,000 for that 6-week program. And then I also have my fitness coaching, which is a 3-month program that I charge $14.97. And then there's a photo shoot option with that one that I charge $19.97 for. And then I have a few lower ticket programs that I promote, like a nutritional program. I have a workout and nutritional program as well, and those are more like online e-courses, and they range between $97 and $197.
Love that. That is super inspirational. I mean, my online weight loss program is $5,000 for 6 months, and you're selling 6 weeks for $5,000. So I'm sure a lot of the people are listening saying, whoa, that's a pretty high ticket item. So the big question is, how are you able to sell such a high ticket program?
Honestly, from your sales template. Honestly, truly, once I started to implement that, the sales just came so much faster because I was able to really dive into people's pain and really what they were wanting to achieve, because it really wasn't about, losing the weight, or it wasn't for this particular program, or it wasn't about, getting stronger. It was about helping them get unstuck. And when I could dive deep and really, really hit that, then it's like a no-brainer. It's like a blank check, an open blank check. You know, people are willing to pay whatever it is if they feel intuitively in their hearts that you understand them and that you can help them, right? And then when you're coming from a place of service, then it's just like, yes.
Love it. And what's the mindset behind being able to charge that much? I'm curious if you do any, you know, you could get any, give any mindset tips on a
first yeah.
Perhaps they don't believe in
them. Absolutely. I wasn't always that way. It took me a long time to actually build up to that price point because there were self-worth, you know, like how am I to charge this, right? But again, it was like the one step forward, one step every day. And my program didn't start that much. It started way less expensive than that. And then I learned from the transformations that people were getting from the program and the coaching to the actual time and involvement that it took me. I'm like, oh, hold on a second. I need to be charging a little bit more for this. But I do a lot of mindset work for myself, a lot of journaling, a lot of visualization, a lot of intention setting. And I usually do that first thing in the morning where I'm reaffirming everything, right? So like first thing in the morning before I even, you know, set foot off the bed, I'm already, as soon as I open my eyes, I'm already setting the intention for the day, right? So my intention for today was to provide value to at least one person, right? And it sets the stage. And then once my feet hit the ground, because I have monkey mind in the morning, right? If I don't intentionally create the thoughts that I want to create, they'll go all over the place, right? So I'll put on a video or I'll put on an audio that is empowering, inspiring, motivating for myself right away. And then I'll do that while I'm brushing my teeth, right? So I can get into that state of mind that I want to be intentional. And then I'll journal. I'll spend 10, 15 minutes journaling my intentions for whatever it is that I want to create.
Wow, that is awesome. I think you've already met your intention because you've added a ton of value to me. And awesome. It's a great, great reminder because, listen, I've been doing this mindset work for about 10 years. And, the good thing is I'm very consistent with my journal. But that one tip about setting the intention, you know, sometimes I forget to do that. I'll start my day and I just kind of go on autopilot without doing that. But you just made me realize how important setting that initial intention is as soon as you wake up.
Yeah. I found that it's changed everything for me because, in the mornings, my mind, when you first wake up is when you're most susceptible to like getting all of that monkey mind come in, right? So as soon as I open my eyes, as soon as I'm conscious of it, I'm already, what is today going to bring? What am I going to do today? So it's super, super powerful. It really has changed everything for me. And then sitting in that gratefulness too, right? Like it's already happened.
Yes. As if it's happening now, it's already happened. Like
exactly.
You know, obviously, it works. You know, look, Gordana is a living proof. You know, she's selling $5,000 6-week programs, adding a ton of value to the world, and obviously on the top of her game because she's constantly implementing and progressing. So she's sharing what works for her, and you want to start to implement these strategies because it's one part having the tactics and the templates, right? That's definitely a big part of it. But there's also the mindset, having the right inner game in order to make everything else work on the external level.
Absolutely. It all begins on the inside. Everything starts on the inside. Yeah.
Everything starts on the inside. We know that, right? With nutrition and exercise. I mean, the obesity rate is at an all-time high, but the information out there to lose weight is very readily available. But why aren't people losing weight? We all know why. Yep. It's the inner game. And the more you work on your client's inner game, the better results that they get. At the same time, when you're working on your own inner game, the same results you get for, you know, in your own business.
Absolutely. 100%.
So please tell everyone about your new book that's coming out. Curious what it's about and, what really inspired you to write it?
Okay. So My story, I'll give you a little bit, I'll make it kind of short and sweet, but I was going on 10 years ago, I was, that's when my fitness journey started. So I had my youngest daughter and she was 2 years old and I started to I wasn't feeling comfortable in my body. Like I had the baby weight, I wanted to take it off and I joined a gym and was kind of doing, you know, sort of machines and whatever, and I wasn't kind of getting the results that I wanted to, and then I was introduced to CrossFit. And this was way before anyone knew what CrossFit was, and started it. It was amazing. Was getting the body composition changes that I wanted to do or that I wanted to get. And probably about 6 months into my, you know, my new fitness regimen, I found a lump in my breast. And not very long after, probably like in the next few months after that, I was diagnosed with breast cancer. And it kind of threw my whole world, obviously, for a loop. I had just found something that I absolutely love to do. My body was changing. I was, you know, I was creating this thing that I wanted. And I was told that I'd never be able to lift 5 pounds over my head again. I was like, no, you can't tell me not to do that. Right? So needless to say, my whole world did a 180. And I went nose deep into researching everything that I could find that could help me make my body thrive, right? So not only was I dealing with the cancer diagnosis and all of that, but it was like, how can I really make my body thrive right now? So what I ended up doing was, this is how my blog started as well. So I ended up researching and looking for information, and the information that I couldn't find, I would blog about. So throughout all of my surgeries, through all of my treatments, I was posting what I was doing. And then the women were looking and reaching back out to me, looking for the same information that I was looking for. So it was truly amazing. So my blog was about 4 or 5 years of just doing that. And, the book is a combination of all the research and everything that I've kind of learned over the last 8 years that has helped me get stronger, that has helped me get leaner, that has helped me grow both, you know, in mind, in body, in spirit, in soul. So I talk about everything in the book that I've kind of done over the last 8 years. And there's, you know, we talk about strength training in there. We talk about nutrition, and we talk about mind and body.
Wow.
And my story. Yeah.
Yeah. Your story is super inspirational, being a cancer survivor and discovering your unique philosophy on health and fitness and mindset, and be able to share what worked for you. And I know the book's going to be a bestseller just because of your personal story. And the fact that your content is top-notch, so it's going to really help a lot of people.
Yeah, thank you. I'm super excited about the book. So that's coming out in 2 weeks. I'm having the launch. So I'm very, very excited about that.
Yeah, that's going to be exciting. You know, we just had one of our members, Dave McCarthy. He launched his book 2 days ago, and he just hit Amazon bestseller status.
Awesome. Love it. I love hearing that.
Yeah. And you know, that's the thing. Like I said, a book is one of the best things you could do. That's why I recommend writing one. It doesn't have to be like a 1,000-page book. In fact, a book nowadays is about 20,000 words. So 80 pages is the minimum for a decent book. I've seen books that are 30 pages. There's no limit to what you could do, especially when you're self-publishing. And the great thing about it is self-publishing a book, you take full control over it, naming the price. You obviously, you know, keep most of the income that comes from the book itself. But the main purpose of the book is twofold. One is to help many more people by canning and cloning your expertise. Because when you're writing a book, you're putting this work on this digital, even a physical piece of art. And people are reading it for 5, 6, 7, 8 hours. And in that time frame, you're on the top of their mind. You're the go-to person for their goals. There's not a lot of content that will have 7 to 8 hours of warming someone up. That's why books are so important. And the second part, the book is probably the most powerful lead generation system, because you're putting out this great work into the world. Potentially thousands of people are going to read your book, and then at the end of it, you're going to funnel them back into your online program. So it's a great tool to get people immersed in your philosophy, getting them properly warmed up. And once they're warmed up to the point like, wow, Gordana is going to change my life. I love her and she's amazing. I want to hire her. They're already into your funnel. So there's so many great things that comes out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's one of the most rewarding things that I've actually done in the last couple of years. And I'm super excited to be able to share it for that reason. Yeah, absolutely.
And also, you know, if you're listening, keep in mind the book is a lot easier. If you just go through my workshop, I have a whole process of writing a book in 30 days, making it a bestseller, getting the template from the book to back to your online funnel. So there's a, you know, a step-by-step process. Of course, the most important thing for your book to be a bestseller is the book has to be good, because people are going to read it, review it, and make you a bestseller. So, you know, of course, Gordana's story is very, very inspiring. She's living proof of her own philosophy, and what she does works. You know, one of the great things about her, she constantly posts the results of her clients. And I always say results are the best marketing. So the fact that she's constantly putting out this great content and at the same time sharing her clients' stories and results makes it very powerful.
Yeah. I truly believe in celebrating everyone else. I think that's super, super important, because people relate to that, right? They see in themselves when they see you celebrating someone else, right?
Yeah, that's why we're celebrating you today.
Thank you.
No, it's very inspirational to see, you know, Gordana was a cancer survivor, and then she went into basically being in this place where she, you know, looked at her life in a whole different point of view and healed herself, and is now sharing her message with so many people and inspiring them into action. And that's a major win. And I know a lot of people on the line have never heard of her before. Now you're going to go at her on Facebook and see her amazing content, get into her world. But she's a real deal.
Awesome.
Now, let's talk about the future. You know, scaling your online business. What is your big vision for the upcoming year?
So what I'm working on right now, actually a few things. Tangible stuff I just implemented, which has been a massive game changer for me, is Facebook ads. So I've used them before, but not really strategically, where I would just kind of like throw it out, an ad here and there, and it was almost like throwing spaghetti at the wall and hoping it would stick. But I've just very recently implemented, because I've been working with Mike, some really, really solid Facebook ads, and the results have been amazing. So I'm going to dive deeper into exploring that to like build my list and for programs that I'm going to be launching pretty soon. And then also speaking. So my next big thing is just expanding my platform, my reach, my visibility, so that I can be seen and heard more, way more.
Speaking of speaking, I'm hosting the biggest seminar of my life tomorrow. So I'm a big,
I know.
I'm excited. And, you know, speaking is probably one of the best tools you could have in your arsenal. And it's so inspiring that you're doing that as well, because, you know, you're inspiring one to many, very similar to the book, where you're doing something one time and then you have, you know, tons of people going through your process and the philosophy. And as we know, there's a different level of connection when you're in person. And that's one thing also I'm going to share a lot, because, you know, I run two major seminars and I'm going to move it up to three major seminars a year. And I want to share with you guys this three-step process of selling live events, because I also started doing retreats at my house, which I absolutely love. But it's a three-part formula when you're doing your own events. Number one is filling out the event. This is the reason why most people don't do it, because they have a fear no one's going to show up. But I got a really, really solid process to fill out every event that you do. Number two is at the event, giving a transformational experience, meaning that when you're speaking and you're sharing, you're inspiring people, you're moving them, you're making them really better off than before they saw you. And the third part is serving with your service. So being able to inspire people in the moment and then really get them into your online program. Because the great thing about an online program is the fact that you don't have to just sell it online, you can sell it in person. So when you're speaking, you know, people are so enthralled by you in person, they eventually want to invest in you and take their life to the next level.
Yeah, absolutely. I've always gone to conferences, I've always gone to seminars, and I've seen the power of it. And I believe that there's a there's a sense of immersion. Like when you actually go to an event, the transformational experiences that people get, it's so much more profound, right? So just being able to get people into a room for you know, a day or two or 2 days, it's for their own growth. It's absolutely amazing. There's so many benefits to it.
I agree with you. And I just want to also touch upon something I acknowledge in you is the fact that you heavily invest in yourself. I know you really put coaching and your own personal development as a number one priority. And obviously it shows because you have a very, very successful business and you're doing a lot of great things. And obviously one of the reasons why people will pay you up to $5,000 for 6 weeks is because you have the same exact mindset. And I always say this, that you are a mirror of your clients. So if you're investing in yourself at the highest level and you're not procrastinating, you're taking action, your clients do the same exact thing for you.
Yeah, that's a really good point, because if I didn't invest in myself as heavily as I do, I don't think that I would be comfortable charging for it, right? Because I know the transformation that I've experienced in coaching with high-level coaches. And I used to be like, oh my God, I have to do everything alone. I have to do it all by myself. You know, like I'm a strong, independent woman. I got to do it all on my own. And I very, very quickly realized that that's not going to get you very far. Just like in any area of your life, it's so much easier when you have someone that's mentoring you, that's been there, that has gone through all the loopholes already. They close the gap, right? So getting you from step A to step B, what would normally take you, who knows, 5, 6, 7 years by yourself, you know, creating that space to get it done in you know, a year, maybe 6 months. That makes all the difference in the world. And there really is no value. Like there's no price I wouldn't pay for that, right? Because like we're only here for a limited time, and my mission is to really inspire and motivate as many people as I can. And if I can invest in myself to close that gap and make that process faster, I'm all in. Right?
Yeah, exactly. And the whole thing is the investment never stops. You know, the story, when I hired my first mentor, this is around 2009, I paid him $5,000. And at the time, it was money I didn't have. It was scary as hell to take that initial step. But that is what got me the momentum and got me going, because I mentioned this a lot. Like I read a lot of books and I love watching videos online, but I never got a lot of traction from that because it's, you know, analysis paralysis. So having a mentor, having a person map out a process and hold me accountable, that was really the game changer. And actually, at the time of this recording, I'm working with my new mentor, and he's, you know, $50,000 a year. And, you know, some might say like, whoa, that's a lot of money, $50,000. That's ridiculous, you know. But if I look at my history and the more that I invested, I always got a massive return on every single mentor that I hired.
Yeah. And that's the intention that you need to set. I'm with you on that one completely, 100%. Like I've invested in high level mentors upwards of that amount as well. And I've always made a return on the money, because what you learn is invaluable. You wouldn't be able to do it on your own. Or if you did, it would take you just 10 times longer. So super, super important. And another key thing is that when it comes to that was a switch for me, especially when you're investing large amounts of money, it's really focusing on the fact that you're investing in yourself. Like that money is invested in you, in your growth, not in the coach or in the program or whatever. It's you taking full 100% responsibility for all of the learning, all of the results, and having someone guide you along the way. That was a major shift for me too, because when I could do that and know that I am worth that amount of money and then some, it was like, all right, this is it, you know?
Love it. Love it. That's really powerful. I'm going to shake stuff up on you now. I'm going to give you a steering wheel, and I've asked you a lot of great questions, but is there something that I did not ask you, but I should have asked you?
Ah, something that you didn't ask me that you should have asked me. Honestly, I don't think so. I think you've asked me everything.
I guess for the listeners, is there something that they should know more on their journey that I didn't ask you a question about, or is something you think they'll find very helpful?
I think just, you know what, kind of what I mentioned before, believe in yourself that this is possible. When I started in the online world, I literally leaped. And most people would think that I'm absolutely crazy for doing it because I left a six-figure-a-year job, that I didn't like at all. And it felt like a big wet woolly suit, right? And I knew that there was something inside me. If you feel that there's that flicker of a flame inside you, trust that and do everything in your power to fuel that flame and just jump. Just do it, and you're going to get your wings on the way down. And just one step at a time, you know, one step at a time. Like, I've failed 1,000 times, but I've taken 1,001 steps, and I will always take that one extra step, right?
Love it. Love it. Super duper inspirational. I appreciate that. That was, you know, really powerful. Just sharing that one step. And being in a place where obviously you believe in yourself, you invest in yourself, and you know that you're literally one solution away from the next level. Like, you know, yeah. One of the great things about you is you have a growth mindset. You know that anything is possible if you have the right information and the right mentorship, and you'll always keep progressing forward, especially the fact that you left a six-figure job to now build a six-figure, soon seven-figure business.
Yeah, exactly. From scratch. But it's possible if you have the courage and if you believe. And you know what? I truly believe that everyone has value. Everyone has a story. We're all unique. And the world needs to know it. So everyone on this call, like every single one of you, is truly, truly valuable. And what you have inside of you needs to be shared authentically from the heart. And trust me, just keep moving forward, and you will get there eventually.
Love that. Really, really powerful stuff. And you know, obviously you're speaking from experience, and it's just basically the people that are on the line are really just getting to understand that anything is possible if they just believe themselves.
Thanks for listening to the Online Super Coach Podcast. If you like this show, share it with your friends and subscribe on iTunes. For show notes and for free training on how you can attract, convert, and deliver like a million-dollar online coach, visit OnlineSuperCoach.com.